want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
I'm guessing you have probably seen our next guest, maybe bicycling around Chicagoland's western suburbs. He's from Forest Park. His name is Philip Hammer. Everybody calls you Bo.
That's right.
How are you, Bo?
I'm doing great. I love the intro music.
I know, it was great, wasn't it? What kind of music do you listen to? Do you have earbuds in when you're cycling?
Oh, no, totally not. That's really unsafe.
I figured.
I need to have all senses engaged just to manage the traffic around here.
Because traffic is crazy, and I've known people, I've had relatives who, you know, had these dreams of cycling, like from Minnesota to Mexico City, and midway through, they're like, the people are too crazy. It's too dangerous. I can't do it after years of planning. So I'm sure you could relate to that.
Yeah. I try to ride in a group just because it's a little safer and, you know, helmets, lights, the whole bit. But still, you hear stories.
Yeah, absolutely. So next weekend, tell everyone about your trip, where it starts and where it ends.
So I am part of an 8-person relay team called Team Breathe America, which is doing Race Across America, RAM, which is a 3,000-mile race from Oceanside, California to Atlantic City, New Jersey. We cross 13 states, about 175,000 feet of elevation gain. We cross all the major mountain ranges in the U.S. And we're doing it as a rather major fundraiser for the American Lung Association with the goal of raising $250,000, and we're getting close.
Wow, that's great. Well, I hope people listening will be inclined to give and support, so we'll get that information before we let you go. But holy smokes, starting in Oceanside and those 13 states you're going through, so you're in Southern California. What ranges? So you're taking the southern route, or you're taking the mid route, or the northern route?
So let me see if I can do this really concisely. So we start on the Pacific coast, and if you've ever been to California in the summertime, it's actually pretty cool on the coast.
Right.
We head east over the Coast Range, and we drop down into the Mojave Desert. So within the first few hours of the race, we'll go from probably 60 or 70 degrees to, it's projected to be 112 in the desert a week from, or on Saturday. So we race through the Mojave northeast towards into Arizona and southern Colorado, where we start crossing the Rockies. We cross the Rockies, I think, down into Durango and then into Kansas, across Kansas. I think the next state is Missouri. We cross southern Missouri, head up towards St. Louis, cross the Mississippi into southern Illinois, like in the East St. Louis area, and then keep heading northeast, gradually heading into Ohio. I think we cross Indiana a bit, climbing up into Appalachia, so western Maryland, West Virginia, I think a little bit of Pennsylvania, down into Delaware, and then across New Jersey to Atlantic City in a week.
Wow. And in how much time?
We start on Saturday the 15th, so this coming Saturday, and it's a single-stage race, which means that once the clock starts in Oceanside, the clock does not stop until we cross the finish line in Atlantic City. So somebody on our team will be on the road 24/7, and we hope to arrive on Saturday the 22nd, so 7 to 8 days on the road.
Over 3,000 miles, 175,000 total feet, climbing that high and crossing 13 states. And what is the longest you've ever been on your bike? I know it's a relay, but geez, consecutively over this many days, it's got to hurt after a while.
Yeah, I've never done anything like this. Like the longest I've ever ridden in a day is maybe close to 100 miles. But the way we're doing this, so we want to be fast. So our team has been training for power and endurance. So what each race, so we divide into 2 4-person teams. We're 8. We divide into 2 4-person teams. Each 4-person team is on a 12-hour shift. And within those 12 hours, one person will ride for 20 minutes, pretty much as hard as they can. Then we'll do a relay exchange. The next rider will get on the road. They'll race for 20 minutes, et cetera, et cetera. So we're 20 minutes on the bike, 60 minutes off the bike. We repeat for 12 hours, meet up with the next team, and then they head out for the next 12-hour shift while the first team eats, showers,
sleeps
if we can.
Yeah.
And then we have to drive ahead to be waiting for the second team to show up so we can start our 12-hour shift all over again.
Crazy. It's called the world's toughest bicycle race. And how many teams? How many? And is it a competition?
It's a race. Yeah, it's not a leisure cruise across these beautiful United States. We'll be racing. I think there are three teams in the 8-person category, and there's also 4-person, 2-person, and solo racers. So I haven't seen the total numbers, but I think in the 8-person we'll be racing against 2 other teams.
Bo, how old are you?
I just turned 61.
Did you say 61 as in 6-1?
Yeah, 6-1. 61.
Holy smokes!
and I'm not the oldest guy in the team. I think I'm like maybe the third or fourth oldest.
Oh my gosh.
We're a co-ed team. We have one woman on our team. And I think our age range is from like maybe 74 down to mid-40s.
Wow. That is fantastic. All right. I'm all in. I'm watching. And can people watch? Like, will somebody be live streaming some of it or?
Yeah. So the RAM organization, if you go to their site, RAAM, just like search RAM race or something like that, they will be tracking each team across the country because everybody gets a GPS tracker so they can make sure we stay on course and all that. Mm-hmm. And I believe they're live streaming the start on Saturday. Starts around noon Pacific time, so around 2 p.m. here. Team Breathe America is slotted to start 12:17 p.m. Pacific time on Saturday. So if people are interested, I think they live stream it on their YouTube channel.
Oh, that's awesome. And where can we go to support you and to help you guys raise this $250K?
Yeah, so of course it's a complicated URL.
Always.
If you go to, sorry, I was not prepared for this question.
That's okay. You know what we'll do? If you share it, we'll podcast this and we'll put it on the website and we'll put that URL up so it's easy and people can just click on it.
Okay, yeah, I'll send it to your producer who contacted me.
Okay.
And that's probably the best way to do it. But yeah, we've raised about $228,000 towards our $250,000 goal for the American Lung Association. And that's really what's motivated our team. Our team captain is my cousin's husband, and my cousin is a lung cancer survivor. And so the two of them they've adopted the American Lung Association as their like lifelong charity cause. And they've done a bunch of cycling fundraising events, but nothing of this magnitude.
This is huge. So, this is huge. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. And we'll continue to spread the word and be safe out there and have fun.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate talking to you. And
yeah.
Thanks for your interest.
Great to meet you. That's Philip Hammer. Everybody calls him Bo. Coast to coast. He's 61. Steve's News is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.